Preesville. Edgar and Doreen Thorson of the Preesville area have been long-standing community members who made their livelihood out of farming. The family built up their family farm through the years and recently made the decision to donate 5 quarters of land, with an estimated value of $1 million to the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation Habitat for Trust. The Thorsons made the presentation at the SWF Annual Convention in February of 2024 and were acknowledged at the SWF Preesville Branch's Annual Banquet and Awards on March 16. Due to this donation, they were presented the Lorne Topley Memorial Stewardship Award at the annual convention. The award is presented to an individual, group or family whose actions exemplify excellence in wildlife land stewardship enhancement and securement. The 5 quarters of land is located northwest of Preesville, has the Assiniboine River flowing through the property, as well as 2 small lakes, and it borders Nelson Lake. The family obtained the property back in 1980 and had previously farmed the land up until Edgar's semi-retirement. The couple still lives on the family farm, and rents out most of the 13.5 quarters that they still own. This is not the first time he has donated land to wildlife. In 2008, he donated 22 acres of land to the Saskatchewan Wildlife Federation for a project to place a dam in the Assiniboine River to raise the water level of the North and South Twin Lakes. It means so much to us, to be able to donate this land, ensuring the future of wildlife and the land, said Edgar Thorson. We wanted to keep the land the way it was intended, not destroyed in any other way. Edgar grew up on the family farm while his wife Doreen grew up on a farm near Allen. The couple married in 1979 and continued to farm with Edgar's brothers, Marlo and Tyler, and sister Amy and brother-in-law Gordon Symes. The family branched out in the early 1950s, milking 50 cows in their dairy operation. When their dairy operation was done, they raised purebred Charolais cattle while actively grain farming. The Thorsons have been great community supporters, donating time and money to the Lutheran Church, local hospital, and many other worthwhile causes.